fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Fashion.
Hi.
Hey, fashion.
How's it going?
It's good. How's your fashion?
You know.
Oh, hey, look, it's Jack as well. Jack, how's your fashion?
Bonjour, ça va?
Oh, ça va bien.
Yay, coffee.
Thank you, Jack. Jack bought us coffee. Coffee. Oh, look at that. And he dropped the name of the sponsor as well. Better watch out, I think. Jack's going to take all of our jobs. How are you, Penelope?
I'm good, thank you. Bottom. I can see that spring is coming, so...
I know. I said this to Rick, though, and Rick kind of went, no. Nah.
It'll probably be raining by the end of the day.
So lots of the plants in my house have decided that they want to grow tiny versions of themselves. So I'm like, come on, isn't that like literally spring?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I love rain and I love winter, but I think I've had enough.
It's been around for a while, and it can be quite depressing when, as Auckland weather does, it dangles a little bit of nice weather and then does the rain again. It's kind of...
Yeah, you put your washing out and then it rains.
It's much better if it's consistent.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, consistency, fashion. What are we talking about today?
Well, I was kind of like thinking, oh, what can I do? And I thought, oh, I'll read the New York Times. And lo and behold, another variation on the selfie. Get ready for the Elfie.
The Elfie.
And this is an article about a woman who wrote, a lady whose name is... Holly Black, and she's the author of the best-selling The Spiderwick Chronicles, which I don't know. It's a fantasy series, and she believes that everyone would look much better with pointed ears, like those on fairies and elves. And so she, for her 45th birthday, had a fairy party,
right.
And then decided, oh, I think elven ears would be really awesome. So she went and kind of, you can buy latex ones and try them and that sort of thing. So she did that, and then she went and got them permanently... Elvin.
How do you make your ears? Do you mess about with the cartilage or something?
Yeah, so they cut your cartilage and cut the bit off and then move it in. I think they cut a wedge out and then stick it back in. So I thought, oh, I'll have a look and see about body modification. Because, I mean, we all know about piercings. They've been around for a million years and mm-hmm. so have tattoos and things like that.
No inserts as well?
Yeah, implanting. Apparently genital beading's been around for a long time. That's kind of like the most common.
Now, Penelope and I were looking at a photo of genital beading. And it's, I don't know, the easiest way of describing it to listeners is what? It's kind of like you're putting a bobbled condom on something permanently?
Yeah, it's called genital beading or pearling, because it has been common in the South Pacific and Japanese Yakuza peoples, which is a fisherman, and so pearls, I guess, because they're a natural product and you can put them under the skin, and yeah, just kind of look like peas to me. I was just thinking the princess and the pea.
can you tell if the pearl is in your mattress? Can you tell if the pearl is in your partner? Text in 5395, let us know.
And basically, it's usually done by plastic surgeons. I mean, you know, implanting is, you know, pretty common nowadays with silicone and all that kind of thing. But people kind of also, they're known as cutters, the body modification people, and they're kind of semi-legal. So they have strict hygiene practices and things like that, because, of course, you have to.
So it's not underground. You could, you know, go down Queen Street and be like, oi, I would like this hygienic surgical grade ball bearing implanted in my forehead.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe we shouldn't be encouraging this sort of thing anyway.
The hardcore stuff is considered to be the ear pointing and the tongue splitting and that sort of thing.
Tongue splitting.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I don't know if any listeners, like if someone's got their tongue split, they can tell us. But they can like do things like cross their two tongues over and things like that. See, I can't do that you thing.
I just rolled my tongue.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Radio is not a visual medium. But isn't that meant to be a genetic allele thing? Like you can either do it or you can't do it. You've either got attached earlobes or you don't have attached earlobes.
Oh, wow.
I don't think you're lacking in any skill. I wonder what
the dominant gene is for that.
I think it's, yeah, that's a good point. Do you remember your Punnett squares? I loved that too.
Science. Yeah, so then I was kind of like looking at people, you know, like Lizard Man, Catwoman.
Now describe Lizard Man and Catwoman. What kind of body mods have they had done?
Okay, so Lizard Man is covered in tattoos. I don't know why he put Freak on his chest. Like, I would have just made myself all Lizard Man. And he's also got, so he's green with like lizard texture kind of tattooed on him.
He's got like his tattooed scales.
Yeah, and he's got ridges under his eyebrows, and he's green, and he's got a split tongue and pointy teeth and stretched earlobes. And a lot of these people kind of like just, some of them were in the military and then they kind of came out and got lots of tattoos. There's also Leopard Man, and he is tattooed like leopard print. And his teeth are like, you know, totally like a leopard's. I just think, oh,
so
gosh.
He's kind of, he's had them filed down so they're pointy or something.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's Catwoman, who is, she's not the Catwoman I thought, because that's Dorking Cat, but there's another Catwoman on this site, and she's got kind of tiger stripes. But I think the most famous one is that Stalking Cat, Denise Aver.
Well, she's got kind of facial implants as well. So,
and whiskers, yeah.
It's almost like a cut where your philtrum is, so you look like you have a cat's mouth.
Yeah.
The kind of parentheses cat mouth thing. And then she's got whisker implants, and she's got kind of also under skin implants where her cheekbones are to make her face look more like a cat's face.
Yeah. I just think
it's
the pain.
It's pretty full on.
But I guess the thing is that these people are kind of like also looking so different that they're able to make a career out of the difference that, you know, they're travelling around kind of going to tattoo conventions.
Yeah, we were talking about this off air. Yeah. So would it just be appearances at conventions and...
I guess so.
And photo spreads.
Photo shoots. Yeah.
I wonder if they have some kind of awesome admin job in the day, like data entry or something.
That would be so cool.
It'd be pretty great.
I love that kind of thing, you know, like where you see like just people being themselves, but in really kind of like civil servant kind of jobs. The kind of one that kind of scares me the most is scarification and branding. Because, you know, like I remember I only noticed scarification maybe a couple of years ago, and that's where they kind of like cut and peel the skin off, and that is kind of, in a way, it's up to the person how they heal and things as well as to how successful. So I guess you have to have a very skilled cutter, and then have really good genes to be able to.
So what's the point of it? The point of that is you make a patch of your skin which isn't like the skin around it in the shape of something.
Yeah, so the ones that I've seen that look the most successful are things where they do like Japanese floral, you know, tree, like cherry blossoms and things like that.
Right.
And they cut the skin so that when it scars, like you're taking a couple of layers of flesh off, like getting into the subcutaneous level, I guess. And, you know, so when you're left with the scar, you've got the scar of this
sakura blossom or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So convinced to, like, what animal would you change into if you could change into
something? Oh, I quite like lizards.
Yeah.
I do. And I'm pretty sure I went to high school with someone who got their tongue pierced too far down the tongue.
Yeah.
And then accidentally had a forked tongue.
Oh, wow.
How's it going, Jimmy? If you're still out there.
I think you'd make quite a good blue lizard.
I do like lizards.
Yeah.
Either that or some kind of cat, but I'm sure a lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they could be a cat, but could you really sleep in the carport all night? Could you though?
No. What about a cardboard box? Don't you think it's fascinating about how cats just love sleeping in cardboard boxes?
I do like the cardboard box thing.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like the box from the freezer when you were little and just turn it into a hut?
No.
Okay, just me then. I do actually have a scar on the top of my ear, right where I would make it into an elven peak from when I was...
How did you do that?
Oh, why did I mention this? I was a horrible youth, and I believe we were playing strip poker or something.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a bit inebriated and a bit awful, and I was like, no, I'm not having this anymore. And I ran away, and I ran into a door frame, and I split the cartilage at the top of my ear. But there are very few nerve endings there. It didn't hurt at all. So I suppose maybe... What were you calling it? Elfie. Elfening up your ears.
Yeah, elven ears. There are some people that have naturally quite pointy ears. Yeah, that's quite cool. Maybe they should, really are elves.
Maybe I should just reopen my cartilage and try and sort that out.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how
it
goes.
We could get some latex ones. I'll import some from the US and we can wear those.
Yeah, man.
See how it goes down.
You'd have a good Liv Tyler thing going on. I think I might look more like Orlando Bloom.
That's not a bad thing.
All right, Penny, thank you so much, and we will see you same time next week.
Thanks.
Cheers.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.